For any parent of a child with autism, hope can be found in a red-haired, freckle-faced girl named Rebecca Singer from Tenafly, New Jersey.
Why don't you give him a high five?
High five.
Good job, honey.
Rebecca is 16 years old. When she was born, she had a lot of developmental delays.
John Singer had his daughter's genetics tested.
We found out that she was missing a piece of chromosome 22.
An extremely rare condition, Phelan-McDermid syndrome. It causes autism.
She doesn't speak. Rebecca needs assistance with just about everything she does.
Singer is a tough advocate who started a specialized school and wrote a handbook for parents with special needs children. He fought to get Rebecca into a clinical trial at Mount Sinai. 10 patients will receive alternating rounds of a placebo and a growth factor hormone similar to insulin. The study was first done on mice.
Deficits in the way that synapses connect to one another, and those deficits were reversed when IGF-1 was administered.
Dr. Alex Collifson with the Seaver Autism Center hopes that if they can improve communications between neurons, they will see improvement in behavior, language, and movement.
It is possible that if you can use a medication to improve that communication, you can affect not just one single gene cause of autism, but perhaps many different causes of autism.
A digital language processor is listening for pre-speech vocalizations, motion sensors, and a 3D computer avatar will measure any physical improvements. John Singer is trying not to get his hopes up. No one expects a cure, but perhaps this could lead to a treatment.
I know no matter what happens, they're going to learn something from it.
In Tenafly, Sean Adams, WCBS 880 News.
Why don't you give him a high five?
High five.
Good job, honey.
It's nice to meet you, Rebecca.
You're a good girl, honey.
16-year-old Rebecca Singer from Tenafly gave me a high five and a wave. But there is no way to know what she thought of the exchange. Rebecca cannot speak. She is locked away in her own world. She's missing part of chromosome 22. It's a rare condition, Phelan-McDermid syndrome, and it causes autism.
She's learning, though, you know, at the school, Reed Academy, the school that we helped start, all kinds of great skills, like to load the dishwasher and clean the table, but she still needs someone by her side.
Rebecca's father, John Singer, is a tireless advocate. He wrote a parent's guidebook for special needs children. He fought to get Rebecca into a groundbreaking clinical trial.
They were doing research into her specific disorder at the Seaver Autism Center at Mount Sinai. They did experiments with mice. Within 1 week of using a growth hormone, they found that the cells were making normal connections.
Patients receive both the growth hormone and a placebo.
We're not going to completely get our hopes up. However, it's very exciting just that there's even the possibility.
Dr. Alex Collifson with the Seaver Autism Center.
We're hoping to see improvement in function that theoretically will be as a result of improved synaptic connections, synaptic maturity.
A digital language processor listens for pre-speech, motion sensors, and a 3D avatar will gauge physical changes. If the growth hormone works, it could potentially help people with other forms of autism.
I'm just not going to get my hopes up about anything. I'm just excited that she's in, that she has a chance.
In Tenafly, Sean Adams, WCBS 880 News.